while David Jensen was a well-known figure from radio, but what about television? David Clayton has been catching up with an old friend who graced our screens for many years after she fell in love with this area's beautiful countryside and decided to stay. Here's David to tell you all about Christine Webber.
When Christine Webber turned right off the A12 for a summer acting job in Southwold, she was blown away by the beautiful countryside. So much so, she vowed to try and stay in the area. It was Anglia Television which finally gave her the opportunity in the late 70s, which is where she and I worked together for a while. Christine had trained as a serious singer at the Guildhall School of Music for 4 years. "My voice wasn't ready, I wasn't going to be another Maria Callas," she concluded, so took on acting jobs in pantomime, often as principal boy, and in summer shows where she was part of the chorus. It was while acting in Southwold she spotted Anglia Television advertising for an announcer, so in her quest to stay in the area, applied. "I didn't get the job, but just as I was about to leave the building, someone came to get me. They liked what I did, but said I wasn't yet ready to be a person to pop up between the programmes. They told me to keep in touch." Keep in touch she did, and on the way did some work for British Forces Broadcasting before getting an announcer's job at Southern Television. When Anglia next had a vacancy, Christine was ready. She became one of the regular faces on Anglia, envisioned many times each night to introduce the programmes. At the time, we watched just 3 TV channels, so the announcers became well-known faces in the region. Within a year or so, a vacancy had cropped up on the nightly magazine programme about Anglia. "They auditioned lots of people," Christine recalls. "I kept thinking I could do it, but I wasn't on their radar." In the end, she persuaded the Anglia bosses to let her have a go. They liked what she did, so in 1979, Christine moved out of the continuity studio to co-host Anglia's flagship evening programme. I followed Christine as an Anglia announcer in 1981, and by then she was already extremely popular and had really connected with the regional TV audience. Christine came up with the idea of a social action feature in About Anglia called Round Robin, which took off immediately. We did appeals for lifeboats, raised funds to train guide dogs and help the adoption authorities find families for older children, which was pioneering at the time, she tells me. She noticed that the mailbag quadrupled every time they did something medical, so put forward the idea of a regular health spot. "I talked to Jim Wilson, the programme editor, and he said fine, but I had to find a proper doctor to be part of it. I'd heard of Dr. David Delvin on Radio 4. He was also the Pebble Mill doctor on BBC One, so I found his number and just called him. The cheek of me," she laughs. They did a pilot, and it worked. Christine and Dr. David worked together for the next 3 years. "People were desperate to know more about their health," Christine recalls. "David was so easy to work with." It was over a meal in 1987 at the Maid's Head in Norwich. They both realised they had feelings for each other. They married a year later. She carried on fronting Anglia's evening programme for a few more years, but as it moved over to more news and away from the magazine style, she decided 12 years was enough. With David's inspiration and help, she began looking into and studying psychotherapy and went on to practice in Harley Street. On the way, Christine became an agony aunt, magazine columnist, and then branched out into writing books. She dabbled in fiction while still presenting at Anglia, and I remember interviewing her on the radio about her first novel in the mid-80s. It sold well, particularly in this region, where she was so well known. I reminded her she'd floored me with an answer to my question, "What's the best advice for anyone else embarking on their first novel?" "Make sure the main characters have sex by chapter 3," was her memorable reply. We laughed, remembering the exchange, but Christine confessed someone had told her that. She took the advice in her book, by the way. To date, Christine Webber has written a dozen self-help books about happiness, self-esteem and positive ageing, where she explores attitudes and ways to approach older age, but in a markedly different way from our forebears. Now in her early 70s and on her own after David sadly died in 2018, Christine is turning her writing skills back to novels. She's living on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, still firmly rooted in the area she'd happily discovered back in the 70s. Much as we'd have liked to, there was no chance of meeting up this time around, but Christine and I have pledged to have a long lunch and a gossip as soon as we can, where I'm sure we'll share the odd television tale, especially the one where an over-amorous border collie took a shine to her live on About Anglia. You can find out so much more about what Christine is doing now on her website, which is www.christinewebber.com, where you'll deduce, as I did, that she absolutely epitomises the title of one of her successful books, Too Young to Get Old.
Thank you, David. And I know that there are many, many people who arrive in this area quite by accident and who fall under its spell and decide to stay. Myself included.